Chapter 13, The Guillotine. The tumbrils rolled noisily through the Paris streets. There were six of them that day, each containing the unhappy prisoners who were going to die for the Republic. Some of the prisoners looked out at the city with interest as they were carried through the streets. Others were too miserable to look up. One man had been driven mad by his sufferings, and he began to sing and dance. The crowd pushed close against the tumbrils, and many people asked the guard which prisoner was the famous Evremonde. The guard pointed to a man who was standing up at the back of one of the vehicles. The man was listening to a young girl who was telling him something with great intensity. The spy was waiting when the tumbrils reached the end of their journey to the guillotine. He looked anxiously to see that the prisoner was still there. He had been afraid that the bargain would be broken. A man standing next to him asked which prisoner was Evremonde.
"There, at the back,"
the spy replied.
"Down with Evremonde!"
the man cried loudly.
"Hush, hush,"
the spy said in a frightened voice. The man looked at him in surprise.
"He'll be dead in 5 minutes,"
Barsad explained quietly.
"Let him die in peace."
The man sneered contemptuously and went on shouting,
"Death to Evremonde! Death to Evremonde!"
The prisoner looked for a moment into the face of the man who was shouting, and then he recognized the spy. He stared closely at the spy's face. The tumbrils drew up to the guillotine. The place of execution contained a number of chairs, and the people of Paris were sitting there, waiting for the prisoners. Madame Defarge's friend, Vengeance, was sitting in the front row, and she had put her friend's knitting on an empty chair by her side.
"Where is she?"
Vengeance wondered.
"If she doesn't come soon, she'll miss it all."
The first prisoner was led to the guillotine. He lay down on the awful machine. There was a crash. The executioner held up a bloody head for the crowd to see.
Hooray! Hooray!
The women stopped their knitting for a moment and counted. One. At last it was the turn of those in the third tumbril. The prisoner called Evremonde stepped down to the ground and turned to help the seamstress down. He made her stand with her back to the guillotine. She looked into his face.
"You have helped me to be strong,"
she told him.
"Keep your eyes on me,"
Sidney Carton replied.
"Don't look at anything else."
"Is it time?"
she asked.
"Is it time now?"
"Yes."
She kissed him and moved away towards the guillotine. In a moment, her life was over. Sidney Carton spent his last few moments thinking of the people he was leaving behind.
"They will be happy,"
he told himself.
"She will have another child, and she will give that child my name. The child will grow into a fine man, and will follow the same path that I did. I see him making my name famous as he achieves success. His successes will wipe away the stains of my name. I can see him when he is older, bringing his own son here to Paris. I see them looking at this spot, and the father telling his child my story with a tender voice."